Revelation, Chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him, to show to his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all the things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep the things which are written in it, because the time is at hand. From John to the seven churches who are in Asia Minor, grace be to you and peace, from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ who is the faithful witness, and the firstborn from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. To him who loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to God and his Father, to him be glory and authority to rule forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. Look, he comes with clouds, and every eye will see him, and those also who pierced him, and all nationalities of the earth wail because of him. Even so, amen, let it be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother, and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos, because of the word of God, and because of the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day Sunday, and heard behind me a great voice like a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what you see write in a book, and send it to the seven churches who are in Asia Minor, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a robe down to the foot, and with a golden vest wrapped about the breasts. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass, as if they glowed in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his appearance was as the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying to me, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and look, I am alive forevermore, amen, let it be, and have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches.